Hello and welcome to Admiral Phoenix. This is episode 144. And in this episode, we're going to be going through things that I'm learning and hopefully it can help you. So stay tuned and let's get into this. Right, so I think this is important because I think it's good to document my journey and to see how you can learn from it, because it's very easy to get caught up in like your own sort of ego and make it seem that by talking about a lot of things, you know a lot and whatnot, but sometimes it's pretty important just to think about, okay, what I'm learning, how can I be better? How can I show that I'm actually learning and growing instead of just saying, okay, I know this and this, and this is how you do it. I'm not anywhere in one, I'm not anyone big, so I think it's just wise to share what I'm learning and see how we can help you. So first, what I learned is that the dopamine is a very powerful thing of the mind. It's very, because dopamine is like this reward system. It makes you feel good for doing things that you think are rewarding. So, which is really powerful, because you could be doing something which isn't really rewarding you. It's not really worthy of your time. For example, it might be like, you know, pleasures and whatnot, relaxing, chilling, you know, hanging out with certain people. Like your own time to yourself. How is that productive? Is that going to help you grow? Well, no. But of course, it's fine to have, you know, pleasures and times where you can enjoy yourself, but too much can actually be a consequence. And this is something that is quite big. Something that Marcus Aurelius said. He said, pleasure can be too much to the point it becomes a consequence, something along those lines. And that's why it's really important to really focus on what I've learned anyway, that it's hard, but the more I try to focus on things which are quite boring, but I know can be rewarding in the future, I know it benefits more, I learn more and whatnot. A bad thing about the dopamine sort of like addiction, which a lot of people have, is it develops something called the monkey mind. Now, the monkey mind is something that's been like sort of functioned upon since caveman times. So for example, when the caveman used to go out and there was a saber-toothed tiger, he had a fight or flight response. But looking back logically, if he was able to think of ideas, say for example, he was able to find out a weakness, maybe a punch in the nose that could hurt the saber-toothed tiger, and the saber-toothed tiger would back out. Now of course, in that moment, it might have been a good idea to run away because they're really strong. And, you know, it has worked out for us. But in today's world, where there's not really that much challenge and fright out there, it can actually be really affecting. It can frighten us from things which aren't really that dangerous. Or it can make us be lazy when things wouldn't have been that hard many, many years ago. So the more we go into the cycle of pleasure and seeking rewards, but it's not actually, we haven't actually done anything successful, even though that might be painful to hear, it's important for myself, I've learned to realize, okay, I can have this pleasure thing, I can have this thing which makes me feel good, but I can't addict it my whole life, I can't be attached to it. I've got to understand that, like, if I keep on trying to be this way, it can really affect my work and whatnot. And there's nothing easy about it, it's not easy at all, it's actually really hard, especially in this world as well, because a lot of businesses and adverts, like you go out and if you close to town and whatnot, say for example, you live in Cardiff and you're out of town, they are literally everywhere. You know, there's billboards, there's buildings and whatnot, people. They have restaurants and takeaway stores and gaming stores and clothing stores everywhere. So one of the hardest things for a lot of people is to really like focus on what they know is important, is to get rid of all the noise, focus on what matters, and really just hone us in on that. So what you could do, and what I might do, is have a dopamine detox where I challenge myself to stay off certain things which are distracting and not productive, say for like, you know, 30, 40 days. There is something that, you know, 66 days helps get rid of it, helps develop a habit. So you could do that. But for a lot of people, that might be really hard. So you might just want to say 30 days, stop that. You might go back to it a bit again and try 30 days again, or try a bit longer and go from there. But really, like, I've noticed that makes a huge difference, because often a lot of the times it's not that people aren't poor, like, understanding certain subjects. Say, for example, they want to get a degree or learn a new skill. It's not that they're poor at understanding the subject, it's that they have poor emotional control. It's that they fall to the impulses. It's that they've seen so much of the reward that they really focus on the actual, like, fundamentals that they need to implement. And I've noticed that when trying to learn new skills, for example, with investing and whatnot, my sort of dopamine mind and monkey mind sort of activates, and I'm not really thinking rationally. And it can be really hard. When you're really stressed and whatnot, it can definitely activate more. But it's the less you get rid of these dopamine addictions, you know, from like gaming, TV, going on devices, food and whatnot, you can have a dopamine addiction, anything, to be honest with you. But it's more of the pleasure things which are really bad, because the reason why they're really bad is because they're so easy to get into, right? It's so rewarding. It's such a nice feeling. But just because it feels nice doesn't mean it is nice. That's something really important to remember. For most people on the planet, it's completely normal. It's completely normal to have work, go back, chill, watch films, game, whatever. But it can be really damaging to the mind, because remember, your mind falls to the path of least resistance, because your mind's sole purpose is to keep you alive, right? So obviously, it's going to fall to a path that's most safest. So when businesses and corporations, they advertise products that are like really comforting to the mind, so like food is really pleasure and it tastes really good, it lowers your stress levels. Gaming, it's got adventures, got stories, but it's not real. Films, really exciting, big ends and whatnot, tells good stories, but again, it's not real. You go on YouTube, there's constant reels. You go on social media, there's constant reels, right? But it's not going to help you in any sort of way. You might watch some, you might go on YouTube and Instagram for more insights, but most important part is to actually implement it. It's actually do the work. I think a big reason, because what I found myself actually is a lot of the time I put off because I'm sometimes scared to fail. I'm scared that I'm going to mess up. I'm scared that I'm going to waste a lot of time trying to do something and just not be good at it. But really, it's the dopamine stuff that really needs to, like, sort of get rid of type thing. Okay, another thing I've learned is to say no to certain things. So in my current job and whatnot, I've been in contact with a couple of different, you know, people that can offer at work and whatnot. And I'm really focused on the amount they pay, because I've been with a couple of companies before and they give bad pay, but they give a lot of shifts, which may seem great, but I'd much rather have someone that pays more and gives a good amount of shifts, because the really small pay that they offer, yeah, it's a lot of shift. It doesn't make a big difference compared to, like, I'd much rather have, say, 40 hours on a higher wage and 60 hours on a lower wage, because it gives me more time. And I'm, you know what? I'm literally going to earn the exact same. I'm going to earn the exact same from having less hours in. And in the long term, if you develop a trust and connection with your boss or whatnot, they could probably offer you more work or give you promotion and stuff. So it's really important to have a company which gives you good pay, which means that they trust you. But that's the thing. Like, people who say yes to everything will latch onto the first job. They'll go into the first opportunity instead of being bribed. Yeah, sounds great, but I'll wait for another one. Like, I don't need to have that. I'm not going to have that now. I'm going to wait for another one. If I can't find a thing, maybe, but I'm not going to come to. So it's all about quality, right? You always want quality over quantity. You want the best thing that can make you more productive and, well, not maybe not in the short term, but make you more money in the long term. Okay, third thing is, I've said this before in investing, but you should actually be happy when the market is low. I don't understand why people get unhappy when the market is low. Like, all it is those prices, those stocks are at a reduced price, because people really focus on the short term rather than the long term. So, for example, the the S&P 500 got, I think it was like August, went to 86, as a stock, I mean, it went to $86 and then went down to $84. So it was only down like, you know, 3-4% and whatnot. But people got really, really stressed about it. I was like, why are you getting stressed about it for? Oh, because the stock down. I was like, this is it a good thing? It's a great opportunity. If you have spare money, put it in the stock. You'll earn more money. Why are you seeing this as a bad thing? So, and it comes back to the fundamentals always. Buy low, sell high. Right? The winter season, when stocks are low, that's preparation for the highs. So you should really put your money in there. And hedge funds and top investors, they know this as well. They actually, what they do, they actually sort of like predict based on technical analysis where the market's going to go, because they've studied the markets for a very long time and thoroughly. So, and with good understanding and focus as well. So they often know like when to take out the money, when to put in the money. And that's what's really important for understanding investing. Like there's a lot, loads and loads I could learn about investing and trading and whatnot. And I've still got a long way to go. But as long as you understand that, then, you know, as long as you have a growth mindset, you can always become better. And that's an amazing thing. I think I've read a quote in Fear Bubble by Ant Middleton. He says, the antidote to fear is growth. Because as long as you're getting better, there's nothing that can stop you. And that's what fear does. Fear tries to stop you. It makes you think you're not good enough. But you actually are. Okay, another thing is, I'll be going out and, you know, I've tried going out on to pursue women. And what I found is that the less I worry about myself, the more successful I am. It seems crazy, right? You think that by worrying about yourself and trying to be the best for yourself, like it's good to look good and to be presentable. I think that's important. But the less you actually worry about yourself and the more concerned about the other person and trying to make them feel good and just having a good time, the much easier it is. Another thing is to not be attached to the outcome. So if a girl says no and I really like her, it's like, it is what it is. Bro, like, there's no point trying to convince her. If she's not interested, right, she's going to stick to that. Unless you know how to be very seductive and, you know, very good looking, nah, it's no point. The best bet is just to move on and find another girl. Plenty more fish in the sea. But yeah, I've realized that I'm a lot calmer because of that, because I'm not attached to the outcome. I'm not too worried about myself. I am a bit. I am always a bit, but not too much. So that's some things I've learned there. I'm still learning with trading and stuff. Still trying to understand the market now. I've actually got a tab open with the market. I was just trying to analyze the market. That's all I do. There's certain things I know, but I just analyze the market. I'm getting better. I'm learning more, growing. That's sort of main thing. As long as I'm learning, getting better, that's all I really care about. Another thing I'd say I've learned is really important. This sort of comes down to the first part about the dopamine detox, but it's really important to, even when you feel like it, to do something you said you'd do. Because the pain of regret and not doing a task is worse than actually doing a task that, you know, may feel shit, but you know it'll make you better. That's a really hard thing to do. It's harder than you think. But it's like, you know, it's like you said you're going to go to the gym and then you don't go to the gym and you watch a film or whatnot. And then after you feel crap, because you feel like you've let yourself down. You feel guilty. You feel shame. And that can be really damaging to someone. So even if it doesn't feel good in the moment, I think it's rather better to do something, even when you don't feel like it, because you know inevitably it will make you better and it will help you grow. And it does so much. There's so much benefit for you. Like the reward of doing something, even when you don't feel like doing it, is so much better after. It's the after effect when you actually complete the task that you feel good about it. And again, it's something that you have to actually do. It's not to talk about doing. I'm just saying this to share my thoughts. And it'd be good to hear your thoughts as well. It'd be good to get your ideas and see what you're learning, what you're growing, and any journey you're on, how you're getting better and what you're learning. I'd say another thing as well is that consistency. Consistency is really important. Again, it's about doing the same task over and over again, even if you don't like it. I was, you know, I do press ups and whatnot every day. I try to do it every day. And I realized that the more I do it, the more in good shape my body is and the more like defined it is. But it's just the idea of trying to see how consistent I'd be. And I put my mind into active mode. I mean, I don't feel like I'm lazy. I don't feel like I'm unproductive. I feel like I'm doing something. And I think that's powerful. But I'd say definitely the main thing out of all the things is that it's definitely getting rid of that pleasure sort of principle. I think pleasure is, for a lot of people, I think pleasure is harder to overcome than pain. I think most people would be surprised. It's probably a lot easier to go through pain than to go through pleasure, because going through pleasure affects you more. And it's even worse when you don't even realize it. Some people are so into pleasure, they don't even realize how bad it affects them. And so they look after it and how it's like affecting all different parts of their life, you know, the people they're with, their friends, how, you know, their wealth, their health and whatnot. It can have a really big spiral effect. I'd definitely say in not getting rid of pleasure, but controlling it and minimalizing it and having a risk, having a effort and result, you know, the law of effort and results. You don't get something from nothing. You get something from the effort and hard work you put in. So that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed episode 144 of Adam and Venus. If you want to gain more information on podcast, on growth, on public speaking, investing, trading, I'll put a link in my bio. You can click that if you want. And yeah, some more information for you guys. Follow me on Instagram. And yeah, I haven't seen the comments, but it'd be really nice to see some comments on what you think about these episodes, if it's helping you and whatnot, and just see what you think. But yeah, and share your progress, share your growth as well. That'd be really cool as well. But yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Take care and see you soon.